Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah fans. How are you, family? What's going on? It is June 1st. Can you believe it? I can't believe. What happened? Like, we're already 6 months into the year already. It's going so, so fast. I cannot believe it. It's June 1st, New York time, 10 o'clock, weather, blah. It rained all day yesterday, stormed, it's cold out, about 50 degrees, and it's like cloudy and rainy, and you don't want to hear about that. It's just not a good June 1st day, let's put it at that. Family, I want to thank my archivers. I want to thank my people in my chat room. I want to thank the people who email me. Thank you for your questions, your love, your support. We've been together for a long time, and I appreciate you being here. And on that note, let's talk about the basics for the new people who are not aware of what we talk about. Facebook page, you know there's a Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Become a part of it. Let me know what it's going on in your world regarding making, saving, and having fun with money. There's a YouTube channel also, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And we have our website, thecheapcheetah.blogspot. But you can visit all, go to my profile, and you'll see all my links, and you can click on and visit and become a part because we're family. And, you know, it's summertime, and we're going to be doing some summertime stuff. Also, folks, I want you to know, if you're in the New York area, New York, Jersey, Philadelphia, whatever, and you like to meet me for coffee, and we can discuss money subjects and just, you know, come out as a family and say hello, the coffee's on me, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'm trying to get a group up so we can meet on a regular basis, somewhere nice, have coffee, and discuss financial situations that we're all in, so we can, you know, be a group and try to do it together on a more in-person, face-to-face, in-person kind of thing. So if you're interested in something like this, like I said, the coffee's on me. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and say interested in the meeting, and then we'll take it from there. So that's one of the things. Another thing I wanted to tell you about that you didn't know about, I have another free ebook for you. You know why? Because I love you. Saving with Coupons, the Cheap Cheetah Way. Again, Saving with Coupons, the Cheap Cheetah Way is free. Ebook, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and say I would like my free coupon ebook and I would gladly send it to you. Along with the other two if you want, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, free ebook, and Holiday Savings, the Cheap Cheetah Way. Also free ebook. And you know you only got 6 months for the holidays, and you know you need to save the money. So you save the money by reading the coupon book and also by reading Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less. So all the money you save by reading that, then you get your holiday up and started. You know, you can save your money. See how you got to put everything together? Other books for purchase, you know, Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and My Real Estate Diary, Smashword, Amazon, Creative Space. You know where to find all the good stuff. Also, folks, if you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. And if you have a commercial stuff you would like for me to play or if you'd like to come on the show, to talk about your product or service, which please let it deal with saving, making, or having fun with money, then by all means, let me know, and we'll work something out. Folks, today, all-star poverty, and you probably said, what the heck is that? Okay. What it is this. I was reading a book called Not a Game, okay? And they did a little excerpt in my newspaper about this book. And basically what the writer is writing about, or what the book is about, it's about Allen Iverson. And he was all-star basketball, and he made a lot of money. He signed with the Detroit Pistons, and he was making $21 million. And he was the highest single season, that was the highest single salary for Iverson's career. Altogether, his basketball career, he made $155 million. And you're saying, okay, so why are you telling me this? Because today I'm going to talk about how is it that people like Iverson, Mike Tyson, athletes, basketball, football, hockey, they make all this money in a span of a very short career. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, and they end up broke. I can never fathom that. So today I'm going to talk about it because it just, maybe it's just a personal thing with me, but it just fascinates me that how people make all this money, and they make bad financial decisions. And what I'm talking about, basically, I'm going to use Iverson as my stepping stone to tell you exactly and show you how bad a decision he made with his life and his money. Okay? Now, getting off, now what the paper is saying is that he's calling his friends and everything to ask for help because he needs help. Okay? When he first started doing basketball, like I said, he made $21 million, and he was the highest single salary of his career. But 2 years later, most of everything was gone. He made over a lifetime $155 million in an NBA career alone. He also had Nike. He did sneakers and everything like that. NFL Mike Vick, a fellow product of Virginia's Tidewater region, was among many of who filed for bankruptcy. Others sold off their rings and everything. So you got Mike Vick, you got Mike Tyson, you got Evander Holyfield, you have Vince Young. All of these people were making a lot of money in their career, and they ended up broke. Now, Iverson, what he did was he was spending crazy. He was paying bills on his homes, which included a $4.5 million gated Northwest Atlanta estate, which was customized. All the features of the house were nearly 10,000 square feet, a sprawling bar, a gourmet kitchen, rain gutters made from pure copper, rain gutters. He spent money. He had houses. His wife also spent money. And he just kept going on and on. He had, at one point, had like 5 cars. One was for his wife, 2 was for him, a couple was for his friends, and he was spending like $14,000 to $15,000 a month just in car insurance for his friends, for him, his wife, and his friends. Okay? It had gotten to the point where the wife had to sell the jewelry in order to make the payments on paying the bills. Because after a while, athletes don't realize that these careers are short-lived. You get maybe 10 good years, 15 good years of making all this money, and you've made all this money, and you don't have financial, you're not a good financial advisor, you're not educated in how to actually make your money work for you. You're not asking anybody how to make your money work for you. And, again, I'm using Iverson as just an example. In the story he was talking about, the book talks about how he used his wife as a financial advisor. She don't know nothing about spending. She don't know nothing about money. She doesn't know anything about bonds and stocks and stuff. She controlled the money, which was, to me, crazy. They couldn't pay their bills. Basically, bottom line was, and then they had a very extravagant taste, already facing significant debt and monthly expenses. Her family had grown accustomed to the family had grown accustomed to the lifestyle they were leading. And the book goes on to say that even though you weren't making it no more, you still had to flaunt it like you were making it. Okay. They had bought, even when they were going broke, the wife moved in, they moved into a house where it was like 7 bedrooms, 12 baths, a barn, and all that. And their monthly rental, because they didn't own the house, was $5,700. They were out of control. Her kids was in private school. Iverson put his kids in private school. The mortgage, along with the family's $15,178 mortgage payment, Iverson shopping sprees, a lot of times the red check balance because there was no money coming in. There was because he wasn't working anymore. That he wasn't playing basketball. He only had Nike was giving him an allowance of $800,000 once a year, which was nowhere near enough for him to support the lifestyle he was living. I just found it fascinating that also Iverson gambled a lot. He had a $25,000 gambling debt. He owed another casino $50,000. They had over $100,000 they had to pay out in salary for personal assistance. You know, $300,000 they owed to a lawyer for a 2012 incident. He had bodyguards he had to pay. He just went on. It goes on and on and on. And even though he had filed for bankruptcy, he was still living like he wasn't broke. He was picking up tabs. He was traveling. He was keeping up the facade. Okay? And his wife was saying, look, you can't spend all this money. But he didn't care. Buying new cars for friends, buying this for friends. Didn't have any money. So at the end, the wife left him. The houses he owned were starting to go into foreclosure. And he went to court and he said he has bills of like excess of $360,000. And his monthly income did not cover what his bills were. And in the end, his wife left him, and he's fighting, I guess, bankruptcy court and everything else. And you're asking me, why are you telling me all this? Because I cannot fathom. Maybe it's me. I cannot fathom people making all this money and not making wise decisions with it. I know you're saying, but why are we discussing this? Because if you think about it, okay, put yourself in his position in a sense where you've made $115 million a year for the lifespan of your career, whether 10, 15 years, and then you end up broke after everything's all said and done because you lived the lifestyle so lavishly, fine. I'm not knocking that, you know, you live your life and you spend the money the way you should, but what I'm knocking is that you're not educating yourself enough to say, okay, this money has to last me the rest of my life. Fine, I make a whole bunch of money, but this money is, you know, my career is temporary. So I have to do the things now and educate myself now in order for me to not be broke when I get older and I cannot no longer play. And I'm not wishing bad on this, but Evander Holyfield is going to be this. Evander Holyfield, the guy with the box, he's going to be the same way. All that money he made, he's going to end up being like Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson made a lot of money. So I'm just saying, even if you make, maybe not $100 million, even if you make $50,000 a year, you make $20,000 a year, you make $100,000 a year, just plan out your life. Plan out, okay, well, I need X amount to live on. I need X amount to save. I need X amount for my kids. I need X amount for my retirement. Okay? No, you don't need the big $1-3 million house. Because with that responsibility becomes bills. With that big house, $2-3 million, $500,000 bills come with that. You have to think about property taxes, you gotta think about your heating the house, you gotta think about a lot of repairs on the house. No, you don't need a big house. Because your income warrants it doesn't mean that you need it. Yes, you do need a house to live in, but make it a very sensible house, a house you know that you can afford even if you lose your job. Your kids need clothes, they need to eat. You don't need a fancy car. You don't need to be the life of the party to always pick up the tab. You don't need all the clothes and stuff like that. You don't need the walk-in closet in your house where it's filled with clothes and sneakers and stuff. Even if you got it like that, do you really need it? I mean, how many suits can you wear? How many dresses can you wear? How many pairs of shoes can you wear? You know, don't you feel that your kids need it more? To give them a proper education to so that way they can go on in life and do great things, things that you maybe were not able to do in your childhood. Don't you think they deserve a better quality of life? And it's usually a step up than what they're used to now. That takes money. Shoes can't give them a better quality of life. Shoes can't give them a proper education. Shoes cannot put them in activities where they can network and socialize and do, you know, be kids, but yet make the right connections for later on in life. A big fancy car can't do that. A good education can do that, and a good education costs money. Okay, so think about that. Also, think about your retirement. I always tell you this. Retirement's very important because there's always a three-legged stool. Your pension, Social Security, and your own personal retirement. When you get older, who's going to pay for you? You're not working anymore. You may get a pension. If your pension's good, God bless you. If it's not, then you need extra money. Who's going to pay for you when you get older? Are you going to think about your kids? Are your kids going to be there for you? Are they going to have enough money to cover them, their own personal families, and you too? Are you going to really depend on somebody else to take care of you? Take care of you in your retirement? If you do, you're foolish. That's not the way to go. The way to go is take care of yourself. Retirement means, fine, if you got a pension, good. If you got Social Security, make that's extra. It's even better. But make sure you put some money aside for your own personal, you know, put in mutual funds, put in bonds, put in CDs, stick it under your mattress, put it in the backyard. Heck, I don't care, as long as you put some money away aside for retirement. Because you're going to want to keep the lifestyle you're in. You want to do stuff, and you don't want to have to worry about how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to pay my bills, who's going to pay for my medicine. You don't want to worry about that. And like it was once told to me, retirement comes so fast. 1 minute you're 20, and you turn around, you're 30. Then you blink, you're 40. Next thing you know, you're 50. Then you blink again, you're 80. Time goes really fast. Trust me when I tell you. Retirement, folks, is real important. You want to have a balance, a quality of life. You want balance. I'm not saying life is all about just spending money or saving money or, you know, just hoarding money. No, you have to have a balance in life. There's family, there's friends, there's saving money, and there's doing things that prepared you to be financially free. And the reason I talked about all-star poverty is you have people that make all this money. And, yeah, it does sound like I'm a little jealous. Yeah, maybe I am a little jealous. I will admit that. But it just I can't get it around my head. Again, you have people that make all this money, and they blow it like they're, you know, like it's nothing to them. And then they end up broke, and then they end up wanting help from other people. And my whole thing is, how dare you, when you've made all this money and you've not made wise financial decisions, and then you ask somebody for help. Where if you gave other people a third of what you made, they can show you what to do with it. But then on the flip side, too, you also have people who, basketball players and hockey players and everybody else, who do the right things, who make the right investments, who know how to mine the wealth, as you say. And yes, I'm a basketball player, but yes, I'm a business owner. Look at Michael Jordan. Look at the other famous basketball players who went on to do other things, build companies, real estate, whatever. Look at people who are not in sports. Like I said, you know, my man is Warren Buffett. Made a lot of money, did some great investments with it. So, you know, you got to think about it. And on that, time for our commercial break.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you from our sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you too can have your own great commercial like that, folks, right here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Email me. I'm looking for sponsors. I'm looking for people to come on the show to talk about saving, making it happen, fun with money. Folks, today was All-Star Poverty. And I may have sounded like I was ranting and raving, but truly, I just want you to see that yes, we all know people who've had money, even people who've won the lotto or people who've gotten inheritance who've spent the money and they're broke. I just, maybe you can explain to me, I just can't understand it. Maybe it's not in my makeup to understand, but I also want you to realize, too, I may have rant and raved today, but if you are so lucky or if you're in a position right now where you have come into some kind of money, then fine, yes, we can buy a little trinket with it. Put some money aside in there if you want to buy a little trinket or whatever to make you feel good, fine. But invest the money, folks, because sometimes it's a one-shot deal and you only get one chance to get it. So do it, things with it wisely. Say if, you know, you hit the lottery and you got $100,000. Do wise stuff with it. Don't just blow it. Because you never know when you're going to get that chance, if you get that chance to get it again. I used to be work for the city, and a lot of people used to come in for rent and everything like that. And we used to give them one-shot deals where we used to pay their rent one time. And we used to give them tools and stuff to get back on their feet and tell them this is what you have to do in order not to be in arrears again. Because you get it one time. People never listened. They used to always come back. Every 5-6 months, I'm in arrears again, I'm in arrears. They never listen. They just, you get this one time. And then after that, you're on your own, and we have to find other resources for you in order for you not to be homeless. But, again, with money, it's a one-shot deal. If you win the lottery, if you get $500 out of fluke, it falls out of the sky and lands on your feet and you pick it up, that could be a one-shot deal. Spend your money, invest your money wisely, like you're not going to get it again. And that's basically what my point is to telling you about All-Star Poverty. People have opportunities. Take advantage of your opportunities. Take advantage of the blessings that you have coming in every day. Wake up every morning and thank the Lord for getting up in the morning. And go out there and make your money. And just be wise with it. That's all I'm saying. Next Monday, because we're going to do Mondays now, because Saturday and Sunday is yard sale. And I'm going to tell you about my little yard sale in a minute. We are talking about making money. It's Making Money series this Monday at 10 o'clock. And we're talking about the summertime's here. And I know you want to make some money. So why not start doing flea markets? And I'm going to tell you the who, what, where, when, and why you should do flea markets or maybe not do flea markets. I'm going to give you some basics since I, too, used to do flea markets when a couple of years ago. And I'm going to tell you how that went. So we're going to talk about doing flea markets to make money. So that should be very, very interesting. Folks, we have a little bit of time, so we're just going to sit back, relax, get you a cup of coffee. Let me tell you what went on. Oh, I had a yard sale. Yes, I did. I had it Saturday. Sister trying to make a dollar any way she can. And since, you know, I'm no longer working, I'm trying to, you know, like I said, make a dollar. I'm like you. I'm trying to become financially free and make a buck. So anyway, Saturday was a beautiful day. It was hot. It was hot. We pulled out all the stuff that we no longer needed, which was, you know, we had some used stuff, we had some new stuff and everything. We put it out on the table. The yard sale was like from 10 to 6. It was very interesting. We met some very interesting people. We sold some stuff. Not as much as I wanted to, but I'm grateful for the couple of dollars that we got. We sold under $100 worth of stuff. But I got rid of a lot of stuff, and I gave a lot of stuff away because I just wanted to get rid of it. If you can use it, you can enjoy it. You can take it for a dollar or take it two for a dollar, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just if you can use it. Garage sales, that was a lot of work. We did a lot of work today, and we met a lot of people, and people are a trip, okay? You get the nice ones, and then you get the ones that even if you give it to them free, they'll find fault with it. So it was, you do run a gamut of meeting people. And that's another thing, too. If you really didn't want to get in the flea market or anything and you just, you know, you have a garage or you have a little community where you can go and sell your stuff, then it's a quick way to make a couple of dollars in summertime. And you might as well, if you don't use it, then you might as well donate it. So try to make some money off of it first. But I guess that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Sunday, couldn't do anything because we were just too tired, too tired. So that was my little thing for the weekend, you know. And now it's June 1st, which I can't believe. And it's definitely for me all about the money. I'm on a new challenge where I'm on a budget and I'm trying to bring some money in, so I'm doing a little mystery shopping. I'm doing a little Fivers. I'm doing anything I can do to bring in some money because I don't want to use the money, my allowance. So whatever money I bring in, that's what I'm going to use for the month. But this happens to be a really busy month. June is busy because you got a lot of birthdays. You got a lot of graduations. You got a lot of stuff going on, so that was my little situation for the weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you were saving some money this weekend, using coupons and stuff. And that's what the Cheap Cheetah Money Show is all about. We're about saving, making, having fun with money. We also are about, we have a Facebook page, so whatever's going on in your life, you know, be a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Not just like it, be a part of it. And again, folks, you know, it's about the money. It's about you being financially free. It's about you taking the many blessings that you have, be it financial, health-wise, whatever, and appreciating it and just, you know, learning about it. Learning about it. Anyway, on that note, I like to say thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. God bless you. Keep your mind on your money. Your money on your mind. And I will see you Monday when we talk about making money. And should you or should you not do flea markets? I got some crazy story to tell you about that one. On that, folks, have a great, great week. And Cheap Cheetah loves you. Stay cheap and save that money.